Okay, so to sum up today, in the second round, we traded up for Kerryon Johnson, running back from Auburn. Felt really good about that pick. He's a guy that we kind of targeted at the start of the day, thinking about it overnight, going back this morning, look at the draft board with the staff. He was a guy that we were hoping was going to fall to us, but we really couldn't say for sure that he was going to. So felt fortunate to move up those, number of spots and get Kerryon on the team. So that was good. A lot of stuff happened, I'd say, between our pick in the second round with Kerryon and our pick in the third round. Probably was on the phone more than I've ever been on various trades. A lot of things that just didn't work out. You always need two teams to make trades, but it was really, I'd say, a busy couple hours in between our two picks. Fortunately, one of the guys that we had targeted at the start of the day, Tracy Walker from Louisiana Lafayette, was available at that pick. So really, really great to add a powerful runner in the second round and a versatile defensive back, primarily a safety in the back end of the defense. That we're very excited about both of those guys.
Why Tracy Walker over a defensive lineman?
When we looked at the board, there was a number of guys in the secondary that were more highly rated than anybody else at different positions.
With Walker, I mean, I think he was kind of off all of our radars. What is it about this game that really stood out to you?
Good size, very athletic, playmaking, ball skills, toughness, tackling, speed. When he played against the highest level competition on his schedule, I'd say go watch the Texas A&M game. That's a good game for him. And as well as his rest of his schedule. But when you're evaluating players that might not be at an SEC school or a Big Ten school, you try to watch them against their best competition. And those games were really important to us, as well as the East-West All-Star game, which, we go down there every year to look at players, and he was one of the best players in that game that entire week when, I was there personally. So.
Well, he was only voted a third team All-Sun Belt in this conference, the major. I mean, was that same line, do you think?
Who votes for that?
I'm
asking.
Sometimes.
Coaches.
Bob, is Maurice Hurst still on your board?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into, who's on and off my board. I know this is a subject because we're local here, but, I'm not going to comment on who's on or off our board. So.
Kerryon Johnson has an injury history. He's had three shoulders that you can just – find out about the hand, ankle,
hamstring.
Hamstring.
He's an SEC running back. Our physical came back good on Kerryon. We saw him at the combine. Our doctors looked at him like they look at every player at the combine. He was a player that we visited here about 3 weeks ago. Put him through another physical. So, hey, you draft players out of the SEC, they're going to be a little bit banged up, but he's good to go.
But here's the thing, you said he's a power back. That's the first thing you said about him. I don't know if that's necessarily the perception of him. That may be something that's a little bit different. One cut and run, but not necessarily a power back. He's 212 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Not like some of these guys at 230, a couple of guys he passed on. And then also, the other thing on him with that, about taking a hit. If he doesn't hold up in the SEC, what makes you think he'll hold up against these guys?
He'll hold up. He's a guy that they run inside the tackles primarily in that offense. If Gus Malzahn's offense, they basically run between the guards. So I think this guy is very versatile that he can run inside, but I think we'll probably use him more to run outside as well. So, any player you take, I'd say any position except for maybe corner or receiver out of the SEC, they're tough and they're physical. So we feel really good about that. There's no issues with his durability for us.
What do you like best about his running style?
Yeah, he has a very unique running style, I'd say. We've talked a lot about these backs in this draft for the last, I'd say year. He's a very patient runner initially, but when he sees the hole, he's got great acceleration, and he really finishes runs very well. He's a little bit, I'd say, of an upright runner initially, but when it's time to get his pads down, he gets his pads down and gets yards after contact and finishes runs very well. So that combined with good speed, good vision, a slashing style would be something that we've talked about that kind of can categorize his running style as well.
Bobby,
Mike.
Your first two picks on offense, your center and your running back, if they are what you think they are and they add, like for example, the center, the talent, the flexibility up front, plus the running back, what does that add to your offense? And how does that sort of flesh out the whole unit?
Yeah, I think it's, having balance on offense is important. You know, and I think, you know, as you guys know better than anybody, I don't think we've been the most balanced offense here the last few years, right? So I think that was a priority in the offseason to improve the running game. I think I said that here in January. So that was something we set out in free agency, in the draft, and we're going to continue to look at every avenue to improve that. And I think we've done that the last couple of days.
You did enter this draft with the fewest picks or tied for the fewest picks. I know you said you were looking to add some more of the opportunity roles. You gave up one. You lost a pick. How much do you weigh something like that when going to about how special of a talent, I guess, was carried on versus the next several picks, I guess, on your draft board?
Yeah, that's something we thought long and hard about because, you know, I did want to acquire more picks. But I think we knew there was going to be a run on running backs in the second round, and he was the one we wanted. So that's why we made the trade. So it's a balance. You know, that's why I never come into these pre-draft press conferences and tell you guys I'm going to trade up or down because you never know what's going to be on the board at that time and whether you want to move up or down. So that's why we did it.
Was there a clear distinction then? I mean, the drop-off after him at the running back position?
I wouldn't say it's a huge drop-off, but he was just the highest-rated guy for us.
And I have two questions about players on your roster already. Amir Abdullah, I know we've asked about him before. You guys seem maybe now to have a little bit of a glut at the running back position. What do you think Amir's future holds with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Amir's here. He was here this week having, you know, really good voluntary minicamp. So we're going to let all these guys compete. You know, this isn't a one-back league. You know, we carry 4 to 5. Last year we carried 5 running backs on our roster. So that's one position where we have great depth, so that's great for us. You know, injuries do happen at the running back position every year, right? So we had 5, 6. We have 7 right now on the roster, so we feel good about each and every one of them.
Glover Quinn, is he taking part in your minicamp and everything this week?
Yeah, Glover was not here this week. He's got some family obligations in Houston that he's taking care of, but he's been in constant communication with me and Coach about that, so we know what's going on.
You feel like that deeper stable of running backs, does that help increase the value of a guy like Kerryon Johnson, that you can limit his carries, get the most out of him, and not, you know, risk the injuries?
I think any time a running back carries the ball in the National Football League, there's a risk for injury. I mean, listen, we all know what guys on defense look like. So, but on top of that, I would say that there's very few backs in this league that you're just going to turn around and hand the ball to 30 times. I mean, you can count those guys maybe on like a couple fingers. So, you know, it's running back by committee. It's whatever you guys call it. Like, we're not a one-back team. You know, we have 4 or 5 running backs on the team. Each of them going to have their role. We're probably going to have 3 of them active every day, every week during the regular season, and each one of those guys is going to have a role in our offense.
There's a medical question on somebody. Does it change per round? Like, the later the draft goes, you might take a chance on somebody that, you know?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, you have to kind of weigh how bad the medical risk is. Either, number one, he's off your board, and you're like, I won't take him in the 7th round. Or, okay, well, we kind of have this guy in the, say, the 3rd round. Okay, well, that medical risk is a little risky, so let's bump him down around and feel more comfortable taking him in the 4th. So that's definitely part of the process. When we go through the doctors, you know, that doctor's meeting a couple weeks ago is, you know, pretty tedious. It's like 5 hours long. I'm really not a happy camper after that meeting. But it's something that we kind of regroup the next day and say, all right, well, these are the X amount of guys that really have serious injury concerns that we want to leave on the board. Let's adjust their grade accordingly so, you know, we're not taking too much of a risk.
Chris. You said last week you're not looking just 1 year out, but 2 years out when you're sort of addressing your draft board. Glover, Davon, and Quandre all contracts up in that range. How much of that play into, if at all, that Tracy Walker pick?
Yeah, I mean, I think we like Tracy as a player. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, 2 of those guys that are under contract for multiple years, and Quandre has 1 year left. So, you know, listen, everything we do to add to the team, we're doing it for a reason, whether it's to add competition to the position group, to draft a starter, to draft whatever. But I think it all comes into the equation. You know, Tracy's a versatile guy, like I talked about, that can play in the deep part of the field. He can come down and cover man-to-man. So he's got a lot of things going for him on top of special teams.
The likelihood of finding immediate contributors in the 5th and 7th round, particularly high. Just the way you've drafted so far, what does it say about your confidence you have in the front seven group that you have constructed thus far?
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence. You know, we went out in free agency and signed three linebackers. We went and signed a defensive tackle in free agency, and we have depth coming back. So we feel good about that. Now, when we not add to that here in the next couple days or next few weeks, there's a lot of time before now and when we play in September. So we're always looking to upgrade the roster, and we'll continue to look at that.
Bob, you had the trade today. That's your fourth trade with the Patriots that you've taken.
Is it that many?
Yeah. Is that just coincidence today, or is it because of your familiarity?
Yeah, it's really easy to work with people you know, right? There's not, like, I'm just telling you, like, you call some teams, and it would take, like, 30 minutes to do a trade because they can't make a decision. I'm just telling you how it is. Some teams you can call, and you can get it done in, like, 30 seconds. So it really depends on the team. And, like, you know, if I call someone that I've worked with, whether it's Atlanta, Tennessee, New England, the other teams that I've been associated with, those trades happen really fast because it's either yes or no. It's not like, well, you know, let me think about this for 8 minutes. I'll call you back. Like, usually hang up the phone. You talk about it internally for a couple minutes. Does that make sense? Is that the good value? Look at the trade chart. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Do you want it? Okay, yeah, we'll do it if our player's on the clock. Probably two phone calls, probably total of, a minute.
What do you attribute Darius Geis's slide to?
I think there's some things that some teams are worried about in terms of some things in his history. I'm not going to get into specifics on that, but that's it.
One of the teams that was worried about some of that stuff.
There were some things. You know, we met with Darius. He's a good kid. There's some things that we were just a little concerned about. We weren't ready to take him in the early second round.
Did you talk to Slay at all about Walker? What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah. He. This might be, you got a chair? Yeah. So it's pretty funny. I'm still trying to figure out the exact relationship. They are cousins, but I don't think they're first cousins. So when you guys get Tracy on the phone, I'd love for him to describe. Exactly. He just told me they were cousins, and it was a little complicated. So I just, all right, that's good, and that's all I need to know. But, yeah, Tracy was a good kid, and I talked to Darius about it. It was actually a pretty funny, you know, you try to lighten these kids up when you interview them, trying to get them, like, a little bit out of their element. So I'm like, all right, tell me something about Darius that I don't know so I can, like, you know, see him in the locker room and give him some stuff about. And so he said he thinks he's really good at basketball, but he's not. So me being the wise guy, I saw Darius, you know, the next day, and I said, guess what your boy said about you? You know Darius. He was laughing and joking. I don't know. He said, you're not very good at basketball. And he went off. Darius, like, what are you, you know. Darius is funny, though. They have a really good relationship. Darius didn't come and say, you know, you have to take him. He's a great player. You know, he usually stays in his lane for the most part. So it's fun, though. It should be an interesting locker room for you guys.
I did want to ask.
I think we're gonna put the lockers like on the complete opposite side. He's gonna be over with the offensive line.
Just the reaction to carry on. I'm sorry to Tracy. We saw on TV it was jubilation.
You guys are spying on us.
The NFL Network was spying on you.
Not anymore.
Jubilation. I mean, just the excitement when you made that pick. Was that maybe a guy you didn't expect to be there? Just the energy when you made that selection seemed higher than I guess what we normally see.
Do you see every reaction that we take on? Yeah. We were excited about the pick because there was a few teams in front of us that we were a little nervous about. Not to name any names, but we do all our research of what teams, who visited with what teams. And there was two teams in, I think, the 10 or 12 picks above us that had visited with him on a 30 visit. So we have all that information in our hands, and we get nervous that a guy that we know we want to take at that spot has teams that, you know, invested a 30 visit for a guy that was, you know, like you guys said, you know, seventh round, who was the pundit said. So, real happy with the pick.